What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, there's an Italian making a big difference at Tottenham, and it's not who you might think. As Tottenham's match with Newcastle ended 1-1 at half-time, an angry Italian remonstrated with fourth official Graham Scott. The Spurs players had to intervene, holding their boss back as tempers flared. You might think I'm talking about manager Antonio Conte, but I'm not. It was the managing director of football, Fabio Paratici. While he may still face a punishment from the FA for that performance, the second half showing from Spurs will have undoubtedly cheered him up. Four goals turned a 1-1 draw after 45 minutes into a 5-1 rout, meaning Spurs ended the day in the elusive fourth Champions League qualifying place in the Premier League table.
Spurs were simply outstanding. As much as it started well, it was a little bit of a surprise that Newcastle took the lead, which I know we'll talk about. I thought the response from Spurs was just something else.
As you might be able to tell, Fabio Paratici is not exactly the shy and retiring type. So along with first team boss Antonio Conte, he's made a huge difference since he arrived in North London from Juventus at the start of the season. All Italian teams have a sporting director in charge of transfers, but not all English teams do. In the Premier League, some managers are still heavily involved in signing players. So what does Fabio Paratici do?
I have to manage the football department. So first team, recruitment, academy, women. So for me, the football is not just a job, it's my life. I think 24-hour football, so this is, I think, my first skill, and I hope to have this kind of, to arrive to this kind of level for sports also.
So far, Fabio Paratici has stuck to what he knows. Of the seven major signings he's made since joining the club, four were from Serie A, and two of those four came from his former club, Juventus. But even though he's come from a top team, he's not had an easy ride with Spurs fans.
We should be targeting players with Premier League experience and that none of these signings have. And that's a massive, massive point. Big mistake not getting in a striker. Kane needs backup and competition. Ings would have been ideal. Letting him go to Villa has strengthened a near rival.
The managing director of football is also responsible for hiring and firing managers. Last summer, Fabio Paratici hired Nuno Espirito Santo and then fired him on the 1st of November. He then brought in Antonio Conte, who he'd won three league titles with at Juventus. But Fabio Paratici will have known all too well that things are never plain sailing with Antonio Conte pulling the strings.
The reality is this, that we lost four games in the last five games. I think no one deserves this type of situation. And the club, me, the players, the fans. But this is the reality. I came in to try to improve the situation in Tottenham. But maybe in this moment, I don't know, but I'm not so good to improve the situation.
That was after a 1-0 defeat to Burnley. In the next match, Tottenham beat Leeds 4-0. Next, they thumped Everton 5-0. In fact, since then, Tottenham have won all but one of their league matches. And Fabio Paratici's January signings, Dejan Kulusevski and Rodrigo Bentancur from Juventus, are doing the business.
I like this business from Tottenham. Kulusevski fits the bill because he's a grafter, he's a worker. And if Conte says to him, go and run through those trees over there, he's going to go for it.
Dejan Kulusevski is still only 21. He's scored twice and assisted five times in the 10 games he's played so far. No other Premier League player has weighed in with more assists in the same period of time. Meanwhile, Rodrigo Bentancur is providing the fight that's been lacking in the Spurs midfield. Over the weekend, he won all of his tackles and 90% of his passes found a teammate. In fact, Spurs fans even have a chant about their new favourite duo. Oh,
here's the razor. We play your words in a season. He came from his way from Sweden.
And if they are playing those Wednesday night Champions League games next season, they might want to find a chant for the man that brought in the players and the manager to get them there, Fabio Paratici. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Katie Gunning.
The Playmaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.